Tonight, of course, we celebrate the Last Supper of our Lord with his disciples. And we also, perhaps more importantly, celebrate the model which Jesus gave us in serving others. For during our celebration, I, on behalf of the community, will wash the feet of others. Now, to some, a washing or attention given to feet may not seem like a big deal. After all, there are podiatrists and pedicurists who routinely do the same. But in Jesus' time, to wash feet meant a whole bunch more than merely receiving a pedicure or correcting a foot injury. For the feet being washed were rarely the subject of special care. Whether in sandals or not, to walk in Jesus' time meant bloody heels and stepping in animal manure and tending to nails very close to the skin. In the time of our Lord, feet, not cars, were the primary form of transportation. Walking miles a day was how you got from one place to another. To wash the feet of another was then and is now an act of self-sacrifice. It's also one of great significance. Tonight I will have time to wash and reverence the feet of but a few. And each person represents a part of the great diversity which is our community. You know, much has been said about servanthood in the priesthood. And Pope Francis, in his wisdom, has had much to say on this topic. Clericalism is his concern. The notion that priests are somehow above the people of God. Now, that's a blight on the priesthood. And I regret to say that clericalism is resident even in the Archdiocese of Louisville. And the wearing of garments, cassocks, and appearances left of separation between those receiving the sacrament of holy orders from others. And that's not right. We sometimes see it in the training of priests as men somehow apart from the people of God, isolated in somewhat remote areas and divorced from the reality of human life, with little contact with lay people and especially women. The seminary system was created in the 17th century, by the way, may indeed foster this cultic rather than servant perspective on the priesthood. And yes, clericalism is witnessed in the tightly held secrets which have led to the grave, grave sin of pedophilia. Pope John Paul II told us that priests were to be bridges to others. We need all of us to restore these bridges, not by returning to what was fashionable four centuries ago, but to what allows for effective ministry with the people of God of the 21st century. Thomas Merton, who I believe was a saint among us, perhaps unwittingly highlighted an element of clericalism, namely, mitre chasers. That's what I call them, He said that some people may spend their whole lives climbing the ladder of success, only to find once they reach the top that the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. Let us hold all the clergy, including our bishops, accountable, especially those seeking to climb the clerical ladder of success. The very essence of what it means to be a priest is found in servanthood. And you know, the next pastor of this parish, my dear brother, Father Adam Carrico, he has the heart of a pastor and a commitment to servant leadership. And as I said before, I've tried in my humble way. You always know where I'm coming from. I've tried to be a loving shepherd of the community. Always mindful and knowing of my own sinfulness. But I too trust in God's mercy. Always attempting to balance the many expectations which are placed upon priests. And there are fewer of us today than there were 10 years ago. And always seeking to respond, even if only by way of email, to each of you. Holy Thursday is a sacred time. It's a sacred time in which we remember our Lord's Last Supper. It's also time during which we recall our Lord's command to serve others, to proclaim and witness to the Word of God, to love our neighbor, to be sources of support and kindness and joy for others. And especially always, to care for those on the margins of our society, the homeless and the homebound, the elderly, the differently abled, and the mentally ill, and little ones too, I hear cry out, shout out back there. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we have this chance to reflect upon the true nature of servanthood and not the false idol of clericalism. And when we do so, let us offer prayers to powerful intercessors, such as the Blessed Mother, as well as Saint Michael the Archangel. May both be our defenders in battle. Yes, against the snares of the devil, of course, but also our defenders as each of us seek to serve others.
Please join us as we sing 751, Servant Song. This can be found in the hymnal, number 751, the Servant Song.
Let me be.
next song is number 696, Ubi Caritas. Number 696.
Oppress your mind. espera, espera. Unidos a los santos.